Welcome to the Friends of Bacatti podcast. You got Brad Mell and Chris Walker as ever. Now, this is the first of another set of three podcasts where we're just going to put out over Christmas and New Year. And it's going to roughly break down as follows. So this first one will be a bit of a look back over the year just gone. I know we did that previously in the last time, but I think we've got a bit more of a, you know, looking at the whole year rather than just the most recent events. The second one is something completely different. That's going to look at a special from the Grand Tour, actually. So that's not actually anything to do with us. It's worth a conversation, I think. And then the last one, again, slightly going over ground we covered in the last trilogy, but we're going to look ahead to next year because there has been a few updates and we've got a few things that's been sent over. So it's it makes sense just to go over that again and look ahead at the new year. So yeah, Chris, let's look back on 2024 for Friends of Bacatti. Now,
okay.
It more or less splits, I guess, into two halves, really, doesn't it? Because we've had the most recent, the latter end of the year, of course, we'll come on to, but it's the getting the computers, the stall at the Scunthorpe United event, the, you know, going out there, you again. Let's turn our attention back to the start of the year. So it was a little bit quiet on our end. However, we were getting a lot of stuff sent back from the schools and from the teachers there. So maybe you want to talk us through some of the stuff that was sent to us early in the year.
I made a note in, I did like a little 6 month review, and I made a note in there saying the first 6 months had not really been that productive. We hadn't got as much stuff through, there wasn't as much news going on. We didn't really know how well we were going to do in the year. And the stats that I take a look at regularly were not looking very, very promising, really. But there were a few things that came out. The primary school in particular early on, they sent me quite a lot of stuff about the sports day and inter-school sports. So they sent me quite a few photos and sort of tell me what's going on and who's doing it. So there was a couple of blogs about that. Then we got a very interesting call from a lady called Memory Mapiti. And I remember the name, and we ended up finally getting a really interesting podcast with her. I don't know if you remember doing that one.
Yes, I do. Yeah, it was an interesting one, that.
Yeah, she came across very well, and because she was teaching in South Africa, if I remember rightly. Yeah, so that was a good one. I think we got another separate post to that as well to back it up. But she told the story of carrying her books to school in a plastic
That's
bag.
Right.
Then we had the first of a couple of sad news stories for the school. The passing of the former chairman of the school development committee, Mr. William Demota, who was very much respected in his local community. And I remember meeting him several times. He came across really, really well as a person. I took a look back at some old photographs, and I also took a look back in the fact that it was in February, January, February time. That was 35 years since I first went to the school. That's a bit of a milestone.
Yeah, and well, actually, then, on that, so yeah, 35 years since you first went there, which obviously coincides with the fact that this started up again in 2019, didn't it? At that point, I can't really remember. At that point, were you already planning to go again at the end of the year, or did that come afterwards?
I was kind of starting to lay plans for it, although I wasn't sure quite what we were going to do. But I was planning to go and visit at least. So I didn't know if I'd got anything to take with me or whether I've got a film thing. So I was still sort of asking around and seeing what people were willing to donate. I managed to get a few small things from a couple of our friends at the football club. And usually, if I push them, I usually get some shirts, T-shirts or something like that from them. But at that point, I don't think I'd bought tickets at that point. But I was planning to go,
And then in going into the second half of the year with that trip coming on, I do remember, and I know we have covered it a few times, but it just turned more or less overnight, didn't it? You know, it really did just pick up.
Yeah.
All came about with that stall at the pre-season game at the open day, because I think the plan was just to really, try and raise a little bit of money,
Yeah.
sell a few things, we do that raffle, of course, that Simon donate the shirt for, which
Yes, I did, yeah.
we tend to do when we have open days and things like that. And it was a great day. I enjoyed doing it. I like being on the stall, chatted to quite a few people. Raised a little bit of money, the shirt sales went well, but of course, we met Sarah, and that then led to getting the computers and Tronox and all of that, and being able to send them out when you went there later on in the
Yeah,
year.
that's right. Yeah, just before all of that, there'd been a change at the school, which I mean, it's a
Yes.
common thing that we get changes, whether it's new teachers or something else. But we heard of the departure of the head that I knew, which was Mr. Chipaka, and got a promotion to a bigger school, about, I don't know, about 100 kilometers away, something like that. They called Macheke High School. And he went there, so we did a piece on him, and including sort of a goodbye stuff from staff and students at the school, which was, they were generous towards him. And then obviously the incoming head, Mr. Chizenya, somebody who I'd known for a while as a teacher at the school, and he'd been deputy head, so he was just, I think he's just acting head now, so.
And as we've said, we took the computers out there. On the last one, we talked about how they've, been received. We did mention about how the pressing issue now is power and Wi-Fi, and we will talk a little bit about that again in the third episode. But since I last spoke to you, and since we did that last time, which was a good month or so now, that podcast, I think, has there been any developments in terms of when they are able to use the computer, sort of how that's going, or have you heard from the school since?
I got a brief message off Mr. Chizenya recently, and said they're sort of stretching from the teachers' houses into the one room that they use as an IT suite and library by ex longer extension cords, so they can get some power. But it's not really enough at the moment.
I say we'll discuss that a little bit more in the
Yeah,
third
we will.
episode,
Yeah.
I think. So as you've sort of heard there, a lot of changes over at the school. There's also been, towards the end of the year, some significant sort of progress on our end as well. But I think let's just leave this one with some, it's got quite sad news actually, that if you're looking at the website and the blogs, you'll have seen a couple of weeks ago, we got the very sad news actually that Aggie Fombo has passed away, and she's been on here. I remember doing that interview actually, and I really enjoyed doing it. And I think obviously, Chris, you'll be able to talk of her in greater depth and greater detail than I will. But if I just to start with, I will just say my bit as well. And as I say, I never met her. My only sort of encounter was doing that podcast. But as I've found with all the guests that we've had on here, Memory and Bothwell and Lorraine and everybody that comes on, there is such a passion for the work that they're doing, and how they're trying to improve things for people there. That's been a common theme of everybody, I think, that's come on here. And I think Aggie was certainly that, and in terms of her pastoral work that she was doing, I think she was doing those Zoom I want to. I don't think what the word is, those like worship sessions, wasn't you? No, they're
Yeah,
over
very much
Zoom.
so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and helping the sort of underdeveloped communities there, and sort of putting the work back out. And I know she worked for some foundations as well. And that came across really well, I think, in the interview, and how committed she was to doing that work. And yeah,
Yeah.
very, very sad when you posted that news in our group. But
Yeah.
Chris, maybe you could just talk a little bit more about her personally.
Yeah, I mean, again, I didn't actually meet her, although I tried to in the most recent visit, but it turned out she'd been quite ill. I don't really know the details, but she'd been in hospital shortly before I was in Zimbabwe in October, and she wasn't really well enough by the sound of things to meet up, which is unfortunate because I really wanted to say hello to her. But yeah, she'd been a pastor, a reverend, for some time. And her husband was also a pastor, and unfortunately he passed away about 3 months ago, or 3 months before. So she must have been very upset by that. But my recollection of her was what a fun person to talk to. I mean, I thought she was really good on the
Yeah.
blog, on the podcast that we did. She
Yeah, it was a
came across
great
really,
interview.
really lively. And as I put when I talked about her, I said she lived her faith. Every day with the work she did with the poorest in the community that she lived in.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, a sad ending to this episode, but definitely worth mentioning. And as we've mentioned there, she did come on the podcast. She's also got sent us some posts that we put up as blogs, so you can have a look back at her work and, you know, her life a little bit on the website and listen to her herself, you know, with that podcast. And yeah, they're all on there. You just need to type Aggie Fonmo, you'll find it. It'll all come up.
I think I put a when I put it out, I think I put links to them in the
You
more
have, it is
recent
in the
the
blog. So
recent
if you
post.
go on the most recent post, it will be on there as well. Yeah. But yeah, so thank you for listening to this first one. The next one will be a look ahead at the Grand Tour. So something a little bit different.